Eighth grader Isadora Cummins has always experienced fairly enjoyable summer sessions at her signature violin camp. The 1.5 week program has been a somewhat bland staple of her summer since she was merely 5 years old. Although she did attend the camp solely on her instructor's suggestion, it never seemed to be too much of a burden. However, her views on the program dramatically shifted based on her experience last summer, when the camp she typically considered tolerable was tainted by a few overly competitive group members.
It's usually just been an okay experience.
But now,
I really don't want to go back.
The conflict all started after Isadora received flattering news regarding her violin abilities. This year, she would take on the role of first violin in her practice group. This meant that she would be the one responsible for leading the rest of her group members in their given piece. At first, Isadora anticipated being able to carry out the role.
So, how did you react to being named the first violin?
I was happy, but in my group, it was not that surprising. But I was happy I was going to get to, like, be on the top.
After you're divided into groups, I'm assuming you get assigned roles?
Can you explain
that a little bit?
Well, if it's all violins, there's first, second, third, and fourth. And I was the first, and this one guy was second.
Isadora had already played the piece before, so she was fairly confident she could handle the obligations that the first violin was expected to fulfill. Despite the hard work the task would require, she was eager to face the challenge. Unfortunately, a few of her group members didn't seem as supportive as Isadora would have preferred. Instead of accepting their given roles and moving on, her fellow campmates didn't exactly come to terms with the fact that Isadora was chosen to lead. It appeared to Isadora that the second violin in particular was very vocal of this disagreement.
The second violin obviously thought they were better than me. He just thought I should be living up to the expectations more and raising my bar higher.
The boy's feelings were all too evident to Isadora, and it was clear that he wasn't in any hurry to hide them. Isadora recounts that the second violin would continuously suggest that he wouldn't mind if the two switched parts, although it was obvious that the first violin was the much more preferable role.
When did you find out about how the second violin felt about you being named first violin?
Well, I found that out once we started playing, seeing how he think he could move past me and just snatch up that spot, right?
Oh, so he tried to actually get your role from you?
Well, yeah, he offered multiple times to play the first violin part for me since I had already played that part, and maybe I would like playing second part a little bit more.
But that's obviously something that no one would really like.
No.
The criticism didn't end there. When the second violin wasn't mentioning that he was more qualified for the role, Isadora felt that he would point out her flaws far more than necessary. What were some of the criticisms that the second violin had for you?
I didn't cue as big as he thought I should.
Okay, you say the term cue. You didn't cue as big. Could you explain that for me?
This second violin was trying to tell me to cue the violins, which is the cue to start.
So, you say cue a lot bigger, so that just means, like, to play louder?
No, you raise your violin.
Oh! And were you just not doing it as high as you wanted?
Yeah.
He even hinted at her mistakes to their coach.
Did he ever say something more outright in front of other group members?
Well, in front of the coach, actually, he was telling her that the first violin needs to be strong and reliable and give huge cues. And obviously thought I did not give big enough cues.
The not-so-subtle hints at her playing weren't much more than middle school competition, but they eventually rose to obnoxious heights.
So you also mentioned that your mom and grandma thought he wasn't very well-behaved?
Yeah.
Then he must have done something while they were around, right?
Yeah, we were just finding that this one note was out of tune. And I said, oh, it might be me. And then they responded by saying, oh, well, you better fix that.
Surprisingly, Isadora recalls that there have been a few benefits. Last year was the first session where she felt that her skills had improved. Having to work so hard and prove herself worthy of her position strengthened her abilities. All in all, although last summer's unpleasant experience has driven her far from her usual camp, there will surely be more opportunities for Isadora in the future, and hopefully not as many off notes along the way.